Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Batman story arc, issue number 409. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last episode.
So this one's called Just Another Kid in Crime Alley. Hopefully we'll hear that, and then we can just stop this episode too, then, right? We've got Batman, who had just dropped off Jason to Ma Gunn's school for the criminally insane.
Basically.
Jason's being confronted by a bunch of these kids that are supposed to go to school there too. And he ends up half-ass fighting his way loose of them until a bunch more of them come out of nowhere.
I mean, it's a school in Crime Alley. Like, there's going to be a ton of,
like, switch walls and stuff that they can,
I guess.
They just pop out of the woodwork, you know? But anyways, he finally get him down, and she's like, she'd called him a stool pigeon or something in the last one. He's like, I'm not a stool pigeon. Batman's not a friend of mine. I stole his tires, and he said he wouldn't turn me in if I came to your old woman school here. And she's like, oh, well, maybe we'll have something to do with you after all.
Mm-hmm.
So we get business as usual on, you know, Crime Alley there. You got your hookers and your drug dealers and creepy guy in the glasses there.
No, that's Batman in the glasses.
It is?
Not the one behind
Okay. I was like, that doesn't look anything like Batman. Oh, it's because he's got the hat and the trench coat on. Damn it.
He fooled you.
Son of a bitch. I fell for that classic blunder. But then Batman goes in to one of the hospitals that he owns.
I mean, Bruce.
Or Bruce. Sorry, Bruce goes in.
We definitely have to.
Yeah. Keep their alternate identity secret.
Yep.
That way nobody finds out who he is. Bruce Wayne's not Batman, guys. We messed up on that. Sorry. But he goes in there. He's like, I want to know about a lady that died of a drug overdose within the past 6 months.
Last name, named Todd.
Yeah. And so, you know, because there's no such thing as, what is that, HIPAA law? Where they can't share your information?
I mean, if they're dead...
Yeah,
don't they get kind of, and it's been some time?
No, there's no statute of limitations, I'm pretty sure.
On deaths?
Nope, you still stay dead. I have no idea actually how it works.
But, I would say maybe he went to like just newspaper and looked through an obituary, but I'm pretty sure the obituaries didn't say they died of overdose.
Yeah.
But it is Gotham, so maybe.
Yeah, you never know. But he's like, I've print off everything you got on this Catherine Todd here, who died of an OD in February.
Mm-hmm. So it's not even.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And while he's walking out, he runs into Vicky Vale again. Right?
Yeah, yep, that's Vicky. Vale.
Okay. And he was like, oh, I'm, you know, just, what the fuck is he? Oh, she's talking about getting ready to go to that school.
Yep, to just do like a follow-up, not interview, but just go talk to Ma again.
And she's like, oh, while you're here, you want to do a photo shoot? And he's like, oh yeah, that'd look really nice. You know, me in my 3-piece suit and all these people, you know, dying over here.
Oh yeah, at the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but he tells her, he's like, you know, you better be safe going over there, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Well, he had interest in being Batman. He wanted to see what was going on with Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it works.
Yeah. So he goes in there, and then this other, news lady is doing an interview with her also.
I think they're just doing like a TV special.
Yeah.
And Vicky works in journalism, just like the papers, and this is
TV. Yep.
So that had just finished up, and right when Bruce and Vicky walk up.
Yep. So they, you know, talk about it. He finds out all the stuff that she's doing for the school, and he's like, yeah, that's pretty nice, you know, going back to the roots and, you know, giving them this and that and the other. He's like, I like that. That's good. And as soon as they leave, she turns back to her little
slideshow. What the hell do they call that? The blank screen that they pull down. Oh,
I think that's just a
It's
you know, like the Nazis.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it's like slideshow, but
a projector.
There we go. God, we've been out of school too long.
No shit. But she pulls down the projector screen and has a bunch of different weapons on there, and she's talking about, you know, what the benefits and negatives are of between an automatic over a revolver. And like the kids are going through and pointing out all these things about, you know, this is what you want to do, this is what you want to do, you know. This
I also like how the kids, they're talking like they talk, and she's teaching,
she's correcting the grammar,
and she's correcting her grammar, but I mean she is teaching them
skills, true, and she's, you know, she's teaching them, you know, proper English and whatever.
But then you've got this kid over here
until Freddy smokes some weed.
Yep. And then true, Freddy, what are you doing? Are you smoking weed? Why, yes, ma'am. And she takes it out of his mouth and bitch slaps him out of the chair. Told you never don't ever do dope.
Stick with booze.
Yeah, stick to the booze, boys. Like that wasn't a plug or anything.
Would that be product placement?
That's government interference right there.
She's in school.
Yeah. But the scene right here where it goes from her talking about what's going on, and then you go over to Jason, who now looks like he's, you know, a 25-year-old guy sitting there in this class.
But then you drop back down to Jason being
a little kid.
Little kid again.
But he's like, while he's, you know, in this class, he's like, man, this old lady's crazy. I'm not sure that this is what I want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he sneaks out. But Batman goes in to talk to Commissioner Gordon. I love just how he's like chilling in on the couch right there, you know. And it actually reminds me of the first time that in the origin of Batman when Bruce is talking to Gordon.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there, because that's almost the exact way that he was sitting in the chair in that.
Darn near, yeah. I don't know why Gordon didn't put it together.
Not a very good detective.
Oh, he's the best one. That's
why they made him commissioner instead.
Oh, ouch.
You know, they don't give promotions to the good guys. The guys that can do their job right.
Ow. I feel like Gordon's one of the good ones, though.
I didn't mean good guy as in, like, you know, he's not a bad guy. I'm just saying a good guy as in, you know, they don't give the promotions to the guys that actually do their job right.
Yeah. If I've learned anything in my, how old am I? 20 years of working in factories. Yeah, you're not wrong.
But Batman finds out that...
he's trying to find out information about
Todd, Jason's dad.
Willis Todd.
Willis.
Yeah, well.
No, I was just laughing. Cause...
I know. And apparently he used to be run with Two-Face for some time. Until he double-crossed Two-Face.
Yep, and then Two-Face put him in a, you know...
Cement boots.
Well, I was going to say a pine box, but yeah.
Actually, pine box sounds better. Yeah.
But we have Gordon. Jesus. Gordon's like, so what you're interested in? And he's like, it's personal, Jim. It's like, all right, calm down. Let's just say I have an interest in a young man who has lost his parents to crime. It's
like, oh, geez. As we see Jason doing crime.
Which, this is the thing, though. So, he just told Gordon that he is interested in this Todd person because he has an interest in kids whose parents have been, you know, killed or, you know, victims of crime.
Yeah.
So Commissioner Gordon now knows that Batman is interested in somebody with the last name of Todd. Just keep that in mind.
I mean, look.
Okay. So anyways, we go back and, these two yuppie, nerdy-looking college kids are trying to buy some drugs from these kids, or these guys, in Crime Alley. And these guys just beat the shit out of them and go to take their money until Batman shows up. And he stops the, you know, little punk kids and then gives the other guys back their money. And he's like, yeah, now get the fuck out of Crime Alley and never try to, you know, snuff, you know, drugs again.
Keep your noses clean, yep.
Yeah. And, he's wandering around, and then he sees this guy who got his tire stolen.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, well, I bet you I know exactly where these are. And he goes back to find Jason in his apartment. Yep. Yeah, it was an apartment. And he's like, hey, I thought we had a deal. End of the bargain. You're going to jail, motherfucker. And he's like, man, you stuck me in this school with this crazy-ass cracker lady. And no,
it's the kindergarten for crime, as he says.
Yeah.
And then I think he reveals to Jason or to Batman that, you know, they're going to go steal some art from the art museum.
Yeah.
Right under everybody's noses.
Yep. And so Batman's like, well, I don't care. Put the tires back on and we'll go check this out.
Yep.
So he puts tires back on, and then we go to the museum where Ma Gunn's kids are taking out the security guard.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going through, and they're planning on stealing the jewels that the Joker had in the previous
issue. The one he tried to steal, the Batman stopped him.
Yeah, the hopeless diamonds or whatever. Yeah,
hope
diamond,
the smile hopeless. Of death.
Yeah, there we go. But they're talking about, you know, like, oh, we got to do this. We got to do it real quick. We got to, you know, change it up. And then Batman shows up. He's like, ah, guess what? It's too late for you. I'm here to stop you. And then he's
so enthused by that.
Yeah. He beats him up, you know, all these little kids. And then,
they're
punk ass little kids, but they're still
old.
You know,
they're teenagers.
I had to say older. He's beating up kids.
Whatever. You're not wrong. Yeah.
That'd be like, you know, showing up at Charlie's school. And just beating the hell out of a bunch of kids that are his age, and then, you know.
I don't see a problem with that.
I mean, it might be actually fun. But anyways. And then, you wouldn't hit a lady. Never. And
yeah, right. This is after Ma, like, bops him with her purse.
Yeah, but she's got a gun behind her back.
She does have a gun behind her back. It, honestly, it looked like she was had herself held hostage.
Yeah.
Thinking,
all right, nobody moves. Yeah. And it gets it.
Thinking of what Bart from Blazing Saddles. Loved it.
But, Batman knocks her out, and then he's like, well, I guess class is dismissed. But then you got the little Weasley guy who knocked out the guard up there pushing this big-ass jewel thing off of a...
like one of the...
pedestal.
Yeah, a really, really high one.
Batman sort of dodges out of the way.
Well, I mean, he gets yelled at. Like, Batman, look out behind you, because Jason gave him a warning.
Yeah, and then the other kid jumps down there, and he's like, oh, you are a stoolie after all, eh? And he's like, yeah, well, he's like, Jason's like, well, I've never pasted a jewelry thief before, and knocks this other kid out. And Batman's like, huh, you did a good job there, kid. Maybe I do need backup after all. I got a job for you. You want to come live with me in my mansion?
I mean, you're not wrong. He literally just kidnapped a kid.
Yeah. And then he's like, I see all my wheels are intact. And then Batman's like, well, why don't you come with me? He's like, hey, you want to be the new Robin? And he's like, wait, what, Robin? And Batman's like, oh, yeah, you're going to be my new Robin. And then that's where it ends.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.